السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. On behalf of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, we present to you lesson number 2268 of our daily Nasiha and advice. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on the 13th of Rajab. Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the reporter and narrator. He states, أَنَّهُ أُهُدِيَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. It was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hulla, some material and, you know, some clothing. And it was makfufatun bihareer, and it was like it had silk in it, genuine silk in it. Then Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent it to me, and he sent it that I must be the owner. Then I came, فَأَتَيْتُ فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So I brought the material. What must I do? مَا أَصْنَعُ بِهَا أَلْبَسُهَا. Must I wear it or what? قَالَ لَا. No, you can't wear it. Because one day Nabi alayhi salatu salam came out, and حَرِيرًا بِشِمَالِهِ وَذَهَبًا بِيَمِينِهِ. And in the right hand, Mubarak hand, was genuine gold, and left hand, Mubarak, was genuine silk. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up both the hands to show the ummah and students. فَقَالَ إِنَّ هَذَيْنِ حَرَامٌ عَلَىٰ ذُكُورِ أُمَّتِي أَنْ حِلٌّ لِإِنَاثِهِمْ. This is haram, genuine gold, genuine silk for the men, and halal for the women. So what must I do, Ya Rasulullah? وَلَاكِنْ اِجْعَلْهَا خُمُرًا بَيْنَ الْفَوَاتِيمِ. That what you must do, make it khumur. So you know Quran says that they must cover their bosoms and all that with the khumur. And وَلْيَبْدْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَىٰ جُيُوبِهِنْ. Quran says, so like use it there for the bosom and the breast or scarf and so forth and so on. So between the Fawatim, the Fatimas. So who are the Fatimas? So the first Fatima is the wife of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Fatima bintu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. Second Fatima, Fatima bintu Asad, the mother of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And remember that she was a Hashimiyya and belonged to Banu Hashim. And wa Fatima bintu Hamza. And then the next one was Fatima, the daughter of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. So the auntie, so in that way there, Fawatim. So beautiful hadith we learn. So when somebody gives us something, for example, somebody gave us a gold ring for us as men, we can't use it. So give it to the women, they can use it, they can sell it, they can break it up and use it and so forth. Break it up meaning redesign it and something like that. So and make it like a woman's ring and so forth. So it shows you don't have to now keep it, you give it to the females. And in that way there it comes in handy for somebody, alhamdulillah. So our deen is so easy. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us all that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.